The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated all by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure we've all visited shrines or historic places and were struck by the beauty that was created in that particular place. And that's exactly what happens in the gospel for today. The people were in the temple built by Solomon. And it was a very important place for the chosen people. It was the defining factor as to who they were. They were God's chosen people. And the temple represented that wonderful choice that the Lord had made for them. And yet by the time Luke wrote his gospel, that temple was destroyed by the Romans in the year 70, when Titus came down from Rome and destroyed Jerusalem, and not a single stone was left standing on another throughout the whole city. And as if that was not enough, Jesus continued to talk to the people about destruction, terror, and death, but does not provide too many words of comfort. Remember not to prepare your defense beforehand. I myself will give you wisdom in speaking. You will be hated because of my name, but not a hair of your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Destruction, terror, and death fill our world today just as they did when Luke wrote his gospel. And today we are being reminded that even though all hell might be breaking loose all around us, Jesus stands with us to give us the courage and strength that we all will need. We are encouraged because Jesus gives us a promise to be with us. Regardless of what happens, he's at our side to guide, strengthen, and encourage. As Jesus tells the people not to be afraid of the upheavals taking place, he reminds us to continue to trust and put our hope in God, because he will never abandon his people. Didn't Jesus remind us that not a hair of our head would perish? In a reflection on this passage, Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, had this to say: God does not forget his faithful ones, who are his precious possession. He will never forget us, and we are his chosen people today. While we know that this world will pass away, and that nothing, however powerful or beautiful, will last forever, we stand strong in our faith and in the confidence that God is greater than anything in the world. The dark night will end, and a new and glorious day will dawn for us, as the prophet Malachi reminded us in today's first reading. As we look forward to next weekend's celebration of the solemnity of Christ the King, with faith strengthened and hope renewed, we can give thanks that we are God's people and that he is truly with us.